How are you doing, everybody? This is AJ Torres calling strikes courtesy of Undrafted Sports. Very sad news today of July 15th, 2021, and this is the saddest day in sports of 2021. No professional sports on since Christmas Eve of 2020, and with all the COVID stuff going on, it's been very sad. But I just want to say, as far as the All-Star break goes, I know a lot of people were pulling for Shohei Ohtani to win the Home Run Derby, but it was by Pimpin' Pistol Pete Alonso, who put on absolute show. The man was hitting tanks and outside the hit by pitch. His thrower really threw it on the money. He knows what he's doing. Will it affect his swing? We'll see. But the All-Star game was just all love. It was nice seeing Freddie Freeman to make it this year, even though we thought he was onto a very slow start. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy saying who wants to start the All-Star game, who doesn't. One thing Buster Olney brought up was if a guy doesn't want to play, figure this out in spring training, see if he wants to go or not. And simply, there's no BS. But hey, if you want to give him the mention and he wants to turn it down, let him. Or if it's a family thing, where if it's a health thing, where if he's a starting pitcher and he doesn't want to gas himself over the All-Star break. I mean, we all have these reasons, and you don't just become an All-Star just because, oh, well, replacements this, that. No, it'll work like that. It's hard to be an All-Star in this game. Your timing has to be right, and you have to be some of the best. And if you're not some of those best, then unfortunately, you might be a good player, but you may just not make it. It doesn't count for everything, mind you, but it just means that you belong here. One of the fellows that I thought belonged in there this year was Jonathan Loaisiga. You could say that because I'm a Yankee fan, I'm biased, but I think that he definitely should have been there over Aroldis Chapman, and I get it, but it's a little too convenient that after the sticky gate, the sticky stuff scandal, that he just hasn't found his mark. He's been able to, throw gas. It's just that he can't locate the way he used to be, walking a lot of guys, and he's been lucky, and then a lot of people think he's been subpar or terrible. Now, I think that's fair to say that Loaisiga decided to, well, I mean, unfortunately, he's sick with COVID, but I would have said, hey, I would love to put him in over Chapman. I think that's fair. The All-Star weekend was just special, from Tatis to Ohtani to Vlad Jr. and everything else going on. Yeah. And there's a couple things that was going on relative to the All-Star break. Now, I've gotten heat from this before, and I don't care. I'm going to say it. There's been a couple things that Major League Baseball is doing, and I just want to discuss everything. Number one is they're thinking about banning or limiting the shift. And there's a lot of people crying about it, and there's a lot of people saying we'll hit the other way. Well, guess what? Before you sign a guy to $300 million, and if you can't hit the other way, oh well, have somebody else do it. Or he'll be unsigned and he's going to have to take less money. It's just how it is. Like right now, if somebody said, hey, you have to sign Joey Gallo to $300 million and we are not banning the shift, I'm not doing it. Somebody else can. I don't think the Rangers are going to do it. Do I see a team like the Angels? Well, they could. You never know. History, the track history says they could. Is he a Dodger because they want a Jock Peterson type hitter? I mean, I don't know. But you know what I mean? That's just the first thing on my mind. We'll see how that works. I've already talked about how it can limit the shift. I think there's another way we could do it a little less extreme. But next task is something I'm very happy about, and that is that they are going to get rid of the man on second in extra innings. Love it, especially since it's funny because if it's the bottom of the 10th inning and a relief pitcher gives up a blue base hit and the runner scores, he gets charged with the loss, but he doesn't get charged with an earned run. Funny, huh? Right? But this is one thing that I think I'm a little bittersweet about, and this is one that I can say I was okay with the rule, and that was the 7-in double headers. A lot of people hate it, but this is just me. If I can save a couple of my pitchers for tomorrow, I'm okay with it personally. But hey, to each his own. Back to 9-in double headers. Hey, I'm all right with it. But I'm just saying, over longevity, especially if you're a playoff team, it doesn't tax a lot of the arms. But hey, whatever. And then, as far as everything that's being done in the game, I'm very happy on where this game is going. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah. In the meantime, though, there's a lot of good stuff that's been going on. We had a great draft. The guy that was throwing nasty breaking balls for John Boy Media, I think it was Toubon University. The guy that they had him check his glove and stuff. He made a very great video out of it. He actually got drafted by the Angels. The Angels spent their first 20 draft picks just drafting pitchers, and if you look at their farm system, they had to. Once again, just overall a great, great weekend. I'm trying to see what. Oh, here we go. The extension to the DH to the National League. Love it. Now, here's the controversy, and I don't think it's controversy. I just think it's great. So, I'm going to have a guest on the show sometime. His name is Mike, but we always call him at the network Bake. He is in the greater Cleveland area, and he's just a great guy. And what we want to talk about is MLB is pledging $150 million to spread baseball to Black communities. And a lot of people are throwing the race card out there, but I will just say this, and everybody knows I hate getting political in sports, but let's just say this, okay? And I know this living in the most, one of the most diverse places in America in Danbury, Connecticut. Outside of the Danbury, Connecticut walls, there is a lot of, I'm just gonna flat out say racism. And there's been a lot of stuff going on. It's been swept under the rug, but there's a reason why the Spanish and the people of color residents choose to stay here versus go over the place. It's not just because of the rent and everything else, but it's just the comfort. You're not being slandered. You're not being, just stared at all the time, not being treated awkwardly. There's a lot of stuff that has gone on, and even though it's 2021, it hasn't changed. Essentially, let's just put it this way, going into MLB putting $150 million into Black communities to spread the game. Go to a golf course. Go to a country club. How many Black members are there? There's not that many. Now, why is that? Is it interest? Possibly. But it could also go to, well, let's just say this. We know how much a bat costs. My first aluminum bat cost, I want to say $140. It was a TPX, something around there. And I'm seeing some of these bats, they're going for hundreds and hundreds. A kid's gonna grow his hand size, so gonna have to give him a new glove every year or two. Cleats, every year because they wear. We know that the socks, the pants, the uniforms, everything. I mean, this all costs money. Same as golf, same as everything else. But guess what? The ones that require the most amount of money to participate in, not a lot of people of color over there. And I don't see a lot of Hispanic guys on the golf course. I don't see a lot of Black people at the golf course. It's just unfortunately how it is. I don't know what the case may be, if it's acceptance or if it's money, but guess what? You're telling me that in Black communities, and if you look statistically, Blacks are paid less. People of color are paid less. You're telling me that it's a bad thing to go into black communities, give kids equipment, and by all means, if we go a town over, they tore down a cornfield that was used for recreational purposes. They tore it down, they put in a strip mall. And half the town is strip malls. Well, you're telling me that there's something wrong of instead of putting a strip mall there, it's putting two baseball fields, a baseball and a softball field, and enough to have plenty of parking. That's a bad thing. And it's just being a person with the last name Torres, thinking a guy that was thought to be Mexican until he was the age of 16. This is too stupid to make up. It's a true story. The school system thought I was Native Mexican until I was 16 years old. Yeah. Okay. And I went to public school all the way to middle school, and I went to a state school in high school, and I went to a community college. Won't talk about that. But I just remember this in our sport that my girlfriend at the time was really into was swimming. And I went to the first swim meet that I ever saw her race in. Let me tell you something. There was one guy who stood out there the most. And sure enough, it was a black high schooler swimming. Now, a lot of people will say stereotypes about black people swimming. Which, au contraire, I actually have a guy I work with. He is a doctor over in Nigeria. He's been in this country for about 4, maybe 5 years now. And his son, Tenny, actually, I got to see him a couple of times, but he loves swimming more than anything. And his father, Adebola, thinks that God made him to drown and create his son to swim. And that's just how it goes. Great kid, a great man as well. But back to the story I had, we have this black student kind of on the kind of husky. Instead of spandex, he's got regular swimming shorts on. Instead of swimming goggles for aerodynamics, he's got a big square one over his face with a nose piece. So I'll just say this, right? Appearance-wise, he looked different based on his apparel. When the buzzer went off, his timing wasn't great. It was kind of like beep, oh, he didn't dive in the water. He just splashed in. And he at the wall, he didn't kick turn. He touched the wall, kicked back, and kept going. And he got second place. The guy was had bad timing. It was off. He did not kick turn. I mean, if you look at it, right? How'd this guy get second place? Because his stroke was the best in the pool. It was amazing. Every heat he was in, he got second place, and it was phenomenal to me. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy is the people's champ. And everyone says, what is one of your favorite sports stories that you've seen in person? And I tell him this. I'm like, how about I tell you about a black swimmer not in the greatest of shape compared to everybody else on the pool deck, came second place with not a great technique. And when I tell them that, they just help smiling. They just can't help but smile, laugh, chuckle. And that's what it's all about. Sports is about everybody. Everybody should be accepted. Hey, why not? Pickup games, hey man, try it out. So again, Major League Baseball pledging $150 million to black communities to play ball. We know there's not a lot of black players in America. We've been riding it on interest this whole time. But hey, if you're telling me that a kid who, has a good influence, now I have no idea if that's Ian Desmond. I have no idea if that's CC Sabathia. But if you look at the small percentage of black players in Major League Baseball, and if there's any chance we could raise that, why wouldn't we? Why not grow the game? We're not growing the game. Not the kids. It's one of those things where it's like, hey, you either grow up with it or you don't like it for your whole life. That's how it goes for the majority. But the fact that Major League Baseball could just make a field, the fact that they could just not just make the field, but give kids equipment, uniforms, and help them get all the resources to just play a game. The fact that some people are saying that's a bad thing is, that's an abomination to me. It really is. So again, I think this is great. Now, this is a very touchy subject for me. I just don't want to get slandered. I already have. But please, everybody, thank you. This is going on for 16 minutes now. I love you all. I appreciate all of you. And let's just grow the game of baseball as a unit. Let's all come together and play ball. Love you all, and cheers.